never question why things are going so well. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar!
Yeah, that's a good old Henry Rollins, baby. Oh, man. He had a big run in the 90s there for a little bit. He was in movies randomly, and like he had a lead in the movie The Chase with Charlie Sheen, and that was weird.
I was just quickly looking through our library to try to find a liar song, and that was the only one that popped up. So
and, you should the best way to get, you know, you ever watch those videos of, by the way, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We've already gone on another tangent. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That is Luke.
I am Luke.
You ever watch those videos of people watching stuff for the first time?
Yes.
Like people experiencing Led Zeppelin for the first time or whatever.
Or like little kids were reacting to pop punk bands or whatever.
Or, you know, I just saw kids writing reviews of like American Pie and like stuff like that. Why would they do that now? How are they not all in jail or arrested? Like, this is not a premise. Like I was talking about Dazed and Confused. Like, how did they let this happen? Any of this happen? Why are they doing this? So anyway, just to look through the eyes of somebody who's seeing it for the first time, if you want to watch the Liar video, watch it through Beavis and Butthead's eyes, because Beavis and Butthead watched it. Henry Rollins is dressed all in red completely. Like, he's got like a devil horns on, and he's all in red makeup, and Beavis and Butthead are just going, ah, and freaking out. It's pretty awesome.
Well, there's a reason that we bring up the Liar song.
Liar by Rollins Band. Yes. Yeah, well, there's so many reasons. It is a Cell Phone Monday, and the self-owning by the GOP is pretty darn awesome, especially today. And we've aggregated a whole bunch of stories that are headlines that are happened recently.
Yes.
Within the last weekend and today, that all have to deal with self-owning. And one of them has to do with our buddy, Ron Johnson.
And you say buddy loosely, right? Because he is not a friend of mine.
I drank beer with the guy, and he's clinked with me before, so I could call him officially my buddy.
Well, we got a PolitiFact rating for your buddy then. Out of PolitiFact, Wisconsin, coming around the quote that, this is from Senator Johnson, on a radio interview on December 8th, 2021. Around the world, people who exercise their, quote, health autonomy and don't get vaccinated are being put, quote, basically into internment camps.
Huh. That sounds very real and almost palpable.
Almost palpable, to the point where PolitiFact Wisconsin is giving it a big fat pants on fire rating. So not only is it not palpable, it is completely false.
Now, here's the thing. If his pants were really on fire, how is he alive? Answer me that.
I don't know, Brian.
Apparently his pants are not on fire, and I cannot trust this PolitiFact
anymore. I don't know if you know this, but I believe PolitiFact gets their ratings from the old, you know, mantra of liar, liar, pants on fire. That's where
I've never heard that, so therefore it does not exist.
Oh, okay.
Object permanence is a real thing.
Well, apparently the senator was lying about this statement. So just because individuals that get into new countries are forced to quarantine for a matter of days, whether it be 5, 10, 14 days.
Okay.
Apparently COVID-19 quarantine to be able to show that you do not have the disease or the virus, and that you are not therefore transmissible.
Karmish coming right back at you, baby. Karmish coming right back at you.
Exactly. All that karmish. I can taste it. Apparently the senator from the state of Wisconsin, the senior senator from this great state, was equating those to internment camps, and got a big fat pants on fire rating from PolitiFact Wisconsin. So just the cell phones continue here, Brian.
I know my buddy Drew just went down there to Arizona, to Australia.
And
he had to be put in an internment camp. He went down there. I told you a while back I auditioned for to go on the Young Rock to play Hillbilly Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy they got is perfect. He's way more Hillbilly Jim than I could ever want to be. In fact, looks nearly exactly like him.
He stole the role from you. I still think he stole it. It should have been yours.
Because one of my buddy got Ric Flair, and I got to see a picture of all of them. But part of the thing was he had to fly to Australia and go into quarantine. and it was part of the contract. You got it with the audition before you even had a chance of even before you even submitted anything or they even knew who you were. You had to read this thing that said, "Hey,
and agree to it.
You're going to go into quarantine if you do this. You're going to fly to Australia. We will fly you there, and you're going to go into quarantine. It's going to be okay." And guess what? He seemed to have a great time. And maybe he and I guarantee you he was smiling after the quarantine because he was in costume for the picture.
Right. Well, huh. I'm sure quarantining in Australia is for 14 days and then being able to experience the country of Australia is probably a great time. So I don't know how that would somehow be lost in translation to be equivalent to an internment camp. But apparently something got lost in translation for the senator here in Wisconsin, Senator Ron Johnson, pants on fire. From PolitiFact, Wisconsin.
Well,
but we're going to...
You know whose pants are not on fire?
Yeah.
And I know this because he's
alive and on the phone right now.
Yes, but you normally would hear it in his voice unless the guy has an amazing pain tolerance. Wisco Paul, are your pants on fire?
Not right now. Anyway.
Only when you disco, and that's because you got vinyl pants.
You guys are really funny. I enjoyed Friday's show. Hey, by the way, speaking of Senator Johnson, I fail to understand his anti-vax or anti-masking. Today he was talking about using mouthwash.
Why not gargle?
Are you talking about that, Wisco?
Yes. And in the meantime, Wisconsin's hospitals are full of sick people from the virus. The
majority of people of which are unvaccinated.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And in the meantime, you have all these nurses working themselves it's just, the whole thing is unbelievable, except for it is true. You have hospitals bursting at the seams with sick people, dying people, and most of them are people that fail to get the vaccine. And it's taking a heavy toll on the healthcare industry. Somebody's going to end up having to pay for all this stuff. But with somebody that has as much influence, he should have, as a U.S. senator, to be in complete denial of this stuff is that's my tangent today.
All this
pain and suffering, and it makes no sense, especially the poor nurses. I'm going to get off my tangent, but that's it today.
I like it, man. I just want to know how many rakes can one person step on before people go, you know, that's a person whose path I don't want to follow.
Yeah, and we appreciate the tangent, Wisco Paul. Thanks for giving us a call this afternoon. But I think it's important to look through a certain lens as well, though, because the reason certain numbers of people in a certain political group in this country are not encouraging vaccinations and leading to this huge amount of stress that is on our healthcare system is because there's a concerted effort to try to take back political power, and Republicans in Wisconsin and across the country think that if they sit on their hands and don't address this pandemic, that everybody's going to get sick and tired of Democratic leadership, and they're going to be able to elect more Republicans, and then they can just more sit on their hands and not do anything because they're just going to say, hey, what can we do? Government can't help these problems. It's a virus. It's got to run its course at this point. Just natural immunity. If you don't get vaccinated, it's personal liberty and all of that. Hubba blah, 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 that the senator, like you said, I mean, the
party of personal responsibility is abdicating everybody of any responsibility.
Yes, because this is the response.
Yeah.
Why not gargle?
That's the senator from Wisconsin.
Why not gargle?
Why not gargle?
Why not
That's
gargle?
What he said on the news shows this weekend, I believe on ABC, WKOW here in Madison. That was his response. Why not gargle? Why not just use Listerine? Why not do all the pseudo-scientific things?
Why not put on a mask?
Yeah, why not put
on a mask?
Why not go get vaccinated?
Why not gargle?
Get a booster?
Gargle may not, you know, completely eradicate it, but, you know, why not try it? Why not try wearing a mask? Why not try wearing a mask? Why not do it?
You know, personal liberty.
What, personal liberty? Why not advocate for it? Why not say, hey, maybe you should try this? But, you know, whatever.
He's going to, rather than advocating for masks and vaccinations, he's just going to hawk ivermectin, horse paste, and what's the other one? Hydroxychloroquine. That's just where we're at. The Senator Ron Johnson would prefer those experimental treatments. I don't know what else to call it.
Everybody to know about them and know that they're out there. You know, just these different treatments and everything. I don't see him advocating for homeopathic teas. Is he advocating for essential oils?
There's no money in those. Once he finds out if there's money in those, then he'll try to hawk those.
There's money in ivermectin.
I would assume some supplier for ivermectin is getting paid for all these individuals going out and buying up the horse paste supply for the entire country. It's self-owning Monday. I don't know what else to call it but that. But
all right. So the issue, he also blamed healthcare workers leaving on vaccine mandates.
He did.
What if you went to work every day and basically psychologically ran yourself into a wall over and over again, and the next day the wall was still there and you continuously ran yourself into a wall? Wouldn't you get a little bit, burnt out? When you see the same thing over and over again and you're constantly overwhelmed by people who continuously don't take responsibility for their actions. Imagine, let's replace the whole unvaccinated thing with Tide Pods. Let's say you are an emergency worker, and no matter what happens, no matter how much education you put out there, no matter how much intervention you put out there, no matter how many times that you go out and say, every time someone eats a Tide Pod, they come close to dying, and I have to deal with it. But yet every night, your ER is full of people who have eaten Tide Pods over and over and over again. And when you tell the people who could possibly reach these kids and say, hey, could you tell them not to eat Tide Pods? And they go, well, you got to let kids be kids. You got to let kids be kids.
Yeah,
right?
That was a wild time when the Tide Pod.
But if it happens every day for about 2 years, wouldn't you go, maybe this job isn't for me? Or at least possibly consider that?
Probably, yeah.
My God, let's go to Jean in Eau Claire. How you doing, Jean?
Hi, guys. Great show as always. It just goes to show that these people are inhuman, evil, self-centered, and hateful. And, those people that go into the medical field, they have hearts of gold, and they truly want to help people. And they spend a lot of time with their education, too. A lot of hours getting their degrees. Maybe they have families, going to school, probably having to work a job. They busted their butt. And now they're being taken advantage of, treated by it. Like, you know what? And every god darn evil person like that, is who treats them rotten. It's just really scum. I'm sorry. I don't usually talk like that about people, but it's gotten to a point right now that these people, I cannot wait. They all need to be held accountable. And I don't have any excuses for their behaviors anymore because they're just downright cold, uncaring, and self-centered. And they all need to start looking inside themselves and saying, how are we going to keep going like this? Because, being that hateful, they need to start, looking inside and really going to church and find out, what is grace, what is love.
Gene, I don't think they've been teaching grace in church for a good while here, or at least not the ones I've been hearing from. I grew up Catholic, and even some of the Catholic folks that I've been seeing. The last time I went to a Catholic mass, this is what spurred me to not go to a Catholic mass anymore. Last time I went to a Catholic mass, got dressed up to go to Catholic mass and everything. We had to hurry up to go get to the preferred seats so that we could sit in the special place that we were supposed to go, right? And we got in and we talked to the usher, and the person I was with said went up to the usher and said, hey, there's a man outside. He's begging for money and he's bothering people going into the church. Can you go take care of that for me? Or could take care of that for us? He shouldn't be there. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay, just got to get through this next hour. Okay, so I sat down and everything. That same dude who went out there and said, I'll take care of it, and asked the guy to leave, went up and down the aisle and passed me a basket asking me for money for the church. So, yeah, I know that's a tangent and everything, Jeannie, but maybe going to church isn't the thing that these folks need to be doing. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe like the governor of Colorado who said he's not going to put together a vaccine mandate because, at this point, you kind of deserve what you get.
Mass mandate.
Mass mandate.
Yes. So this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left of the day. We'll be right back.